Hey guys, this is Belle, and I thought I would do Woody's 20 questions at the movies. I didn't really look over this too much beforehand, so I'm going to struggle. So laugh at me now, or laugh at me when I struggle, because isn't that the definition of comedy? Is laughter at someone else's laughter at someone else's expense? Something like that. Comedy is reveling in the tragedy of another. Is it Charlie Chaplin that said that? Anyway, off to a great start. But I did make a Charlie Chaplin reference, so movie reference one. Do I get a point, Woody? Okay. Question one. And there's now a plane flying overhead, right when I'm starting this, of course. Can you hear? Can you hear the jet? It's rattling my windows. Question one. It'd be impossible for me to force someone to pick a favorite movie. Instead, why don't you pick a genre of movies you're fond of and cherry pick a few favorites from the list? Why is the genre your favorite? And what's the polar opposite? What's a favorite and the polar opposite of that? Okay. I know I've said it before. Film noir is my favorite genre of movie. I really like the setup of that. I also like a lot of French New Wave cinema. I guess I can't combine those two, but there's some similar sort of correlations with that. Favorite movies from that list. I'm a big Alfred Hitchcock fan. He was kind of an asshole, but his movies were great, so I forgive him slightly. I really like Notorious. Vertigo, The Birds, Rope, those are all Hitchcock movies. Rear Window. I also love Charade. That's got Audrey Hepburn in it. The Maltese Falcon, classic. What else? Double Indemnity. There's so many good film noir movies. See, I can't even pick only a few. I'm rattling them all off. You should see all of these movies. They're pretty fantastic. Favorite and the polar opposite of that. I don't know what the opposite of film noir would be. I like some samurai movies. I feel like that's pretty different. I think Kurosawa's movies, Seven Samurai, etc., those are great. I'm gonna stick with that. Question two. What do you pay attention to the most when watching movies? Story structure, script writing, narrative, special effects, acting, cinematography. I don't have one thing. I think it's just the whole experience. If the storytelling with the cinematography and the music and the costuming is all done right, in my opinion, it's really easy to lose yourself in that movie where you don't notice if someone coughs behind you or if the theater is a little cold or if your popcorn is stale. You are in that experience. I love the movies that make me stop and like lose my breath for a while where I'm so into it that I feel like I'm there. There are several movies that accomplish this. I can't really entirely think of them off the top of my head, although I did love La La Land, and I know that that might be a controversial thing to say. I have personal friends in my real life who bitch about it, but I really liked the movie. Question three: is there an actor, actress, writer, and/or director that has had that has you for life? Someone whose movies you always watch, and why? That's hard. I like Aronofsky. Who did Black Swan? I like his movies. I want to see the new Tom Ford movie. His stuff is really weird, and I like it. I think because he's not a filmmaker first, he was a fashion designer. Hitchcock's not really making movies anymore. I like watching Jarmusch's movies. He's coming out with that one called Patterson that I will go see. David Lynch. I'll probably see all of his movies. Cronenberg? Is he ever going to make another one? Did I miss one? They've got me. They've got me wrapped around their little finger. I'm going to go see their movies in the theater. number four. Aw, your favorite romantic love scene in a movie is? I'm blanking. The Princess Bride? No, that's just too goofy. There's a really ridiculous scene in The English Patient that had me bawling. And I don't want to ruin the movie for you, but The English Patient is going to break your fucking heart. Another romantic love scene. I also, this one's kind of a weird one, but I also really like the scene in Great Expectations, the movie that Ethan Hawke and Gwyneth Paltrow are in, where he runs after her in the rain and they just kiss and they're drenched and then they go back to his place and fuck. And he draws her and it's just, there's some really cool scenes in that movie. You're my cat. There's some really cool sexy scenes in that movie, even if that relationship is dubious because she's such a detached person by nature, or nurture, I suppose we could say. Five, boom crash, your favorite action sequence in a movie is action movies? I feel like I'm going to fail in this category. Action movies, I don't feel like I watch a lot of them. I did like the new Mad Max. That's pretty action-packed. When I think action movies, I think of like like Steven Seagal and Vin Diesel and Jean-Claude Van Damme and I don't know, all the Fast and the Furious movies. Action movies. I don't know. I'm going to have to hard pass on this one. Just insert your favorite one here. Number six, LMFAO, your favorite comedy scene in a movie is? Man, I like a lot of comedies. That's tough. For some reason, I find myself watching Zoolander quite a bit. And the gas station scene with the, is it orange mocha frappuccino and the gasoline fight? So stupid and darkly funny, and it makes me laugh. Also, there's that scene in Elf with Will Ferrell, and he's like, Santa, I know him. And I laugh every time I see that. It's so stupid, and I cannot help myself. I just die laughing. Other comedies, I don't know. Steve Martin and The Jerk, that movie's pretty hilarious, and it's old and it's still funny. Crossover number one, books and movies. Have you ever read a book after watching the movie? Have you ever seen a movie that was better than the book? Bonus question, your favorite book movie combo. Read a book after watching the movie. I know I have, and I'm just totally blanking. I read The Hunger Games. I feel like I read The Hunger Games. No, I read it before. No, I lie. I haven't read Gone Girl, and I know I need to read it, and I haven't seen the movie because I haven't read the book, and it's like this whole catch-22, what do you want to do first? I don't want it to be ruined for me. I know the big spoiler is, because I know it, Gillian Flynn, I know how she writes and her conventions and all of that, so I'm expecting some fucked up shit. A movie that was better than the book. I cannot think of one. I can tell you what was disappointing. I read The Time Traveler's Wife. The book's like 600 to 700 pages long. I could not put it down. It was fantastic. The movie was awful, fucking awful. I can't think of a movie that was better than the book. Tell me if you can think of one. I can't think of one. Crossover number two, movies and music. Have you ever found a perfect song perfectly included within a movie? Have you ever seen a movie and thought, that song would be perfect there? Bonus question, what's your favorite movie, soundtrack, songs, instrumental, or both? That's a lot of questions, Woody. That's not one question. That's like seven questions. Favorite song perfectly included within a movie. Sofia Coppola's Virgin Suicides. Air did pretty much the band from France, Air, did pretty much the entire soundtrack, and there's a song called Playground Love, and it's sad and bittersweet and melancholy, and a lot of the music in that just fits the movie so well. And I know a lot of Danny Elfman music, the stuff that he scores usually is just perfect for anything he does. And you can always tell when it's Danny Elfman. It's like what, Edward Scissorhands, and did he do Coraline? He does a lot of stuff for Tim Burton. I think that those go well. And now I'm thinking of Beetlejuice and Shake Sonora. That goes pretty perfectly, doesn't it? Have you ever seen a movie and thought that song would be perfect there? No, not off the top of my head. I can't remember. My favorite movie soundtrack songs, instrumental or both. I did say Virgin Suicides. I love that soundtrack. The Craft had a great soundtrack when that came out. The movie about witches in the 90s. I like the Single soundtrack. I was a little young when that came out, but that soundtrack's fantastic. My So-Called Life, that TV show, had a good soundtrack. It brings back a lot of nostalgia if I hear any band that was on that show that's on the motion or on the soundtrack for the TV show. Empire Records soundtrack, that one too. I think that's all I can remember. I've gone on for a very long time on this multifaceted question. Question nine. Do you watch the Oscars, Golden Globes? Do you tend to guess the winners correctly? Sometimes I do. It gets a little dull because there's so many commercials and I tend to get bored, so I want to see certain things. I did not watch the Golden Globes this year. I missed it. Last year I watched the Oscars. I was really, really sick last year when the Oscars came out, and I had kind of seen a bunch of the movies in a way I should not have seen them, but I was really sick and I was kind of stuck inside. So I watched a lot of Oscars movies last year, so I got really into it because I had seen all the Best Picture nominees, almost all of them. So I was rooting for certain people. I don't tend to guess correctly. Sometimes you just know who's going to win because there's so much hype around something. So we'll see this year. We'll see this year if my boyfriend Ryan Gosling wins an Oscar. Question 10. Watching movies at home using whatever cable provider has altered the ritual of going to the movie theater somewhat. What are some of the sensations you enjoy when you go to the movies? What are essential refreshments you like to have, and where do you like to sit? Okay, I like the environment. I like that the screen's so gigantic. It feels larger than life, and you're wrapped around in it. The 3D experience is fun. I saw the new Star Wars in 3D. That was really fun. Sensations I enjoy, the smell of the theater. I like the smell of movie theater popcorn, even if it's covered in chemicals, it's delicious. I tend to get popcorn. There are certain people I go with that like certain things. There's one friend who loves getting butter on her popcorn, and if I go with her, we get butter popcorn, and I get a cherry Coke. If I don't go with her and I go with a different friend, I can't get butter on my popcorn, and we have to get regular Coke. And it has to be Coke or cherry Coke. It can't be Diet Coke. It just doesn't taste the same. I have to just go all out and get a big sugary drink, and I don't ever really eat that unless I'm at the theater. Sometimes I make popcorn at home, but I make it a lot healthier. Where do I like to sit? The best place to sit, I'm giving you my secrets. There, if you go into one of the stadium theaters, there's a big row in the middle that's got no one in front of you. And I try and sit in that one. It's like right in the middle of the theater. No one's going to sit in front of you and like block your view. I'm not too tall, so I don't like people sitting in front of me and obstructing my view. So I try and sit there in the middle of a stadium theater. Have you ever had an idea for a movie script? What was it? I started a screenplay in college, and it just started with this couple having just had sex. You didn't see it. You just saw the aftermath of it. It was like snippets of things, and they're having an argument, and she gets up and leaves. And that's as far as I got. So yeah, maybe I'll finish that one day. I still have it. It's like typed out on some old computer paper, shoved in. It's like a blue binder of forgotten projects and a children's book that I started and started illustrating. It's put in there. And more college writing and essays, film essays, and all of that's all shoved into one big binder. What would you like to do most as part of a movie cast or crew? Pretend that any roles available, acting, cinematography, set design, gaffing, editing, music, producer. Oh, that is really hard. I mean, I'd love to act in a movie. Although I've done that before, not in a movie, but I've been in a music video. Can I say that? I've been in a music video, and it's nothing big. It's nothing that you would know. I have friends who are directors, film directors, video directors. I can't say what they've done, but when they were, before they got kind of famous-ish, I was in a music video for one of them, and I had to make out with a stranger for the music video. And if anyone who ever knows me finds this audio, they're going to know it's me. Ah, damn it, just gave myself away. I think I always loved the people who do the sound effects. I used to see this, it was like some couple I saw some special on, and they did sound effects in a room, clomping around with shoes and showing you how they made all the sound effects. And I think that's why I like including sound effects so much in my audios, because it's so much fun. I also think, writing, obviously, writing the script. I don't know, that's really hard. I'd kind of want to be the director too. I want to do everything. Can I just be like, who is it that does everything? Can I just be like Ben Affleck, or be like one of those people who writes and directs and stars in their own movie? I'm going to do it all. Or I can just do some claymation and be like Aardman and do all the voices and make little clay puppets. The movie I stop on while flipping through and watch the whole way through is, this is always Pretty in Pink or 16 Candles. It's on all the damn time, and I always stop and watch it. Also, Amelie. I watched Amelie a lot. Is there a movie you've only seen once but never, ever need to watch again? Irritating, intense, stupid. There are many of these. I feel like I talked about this somewhere else. Beast of the Southern Wild, that movie broke my heart into about 1,000 pieces. I watched it by myself in the middle of the day. It was like a weekend. And I sat on my couch and ugly cried through most of that movie. It was devastating. It was such a beautiful movie. It was so heartbreaking. I don't think I have the emotional wherewithal to get through it again. I also don't think I could see Amistad again. It's just too hard to watch. Schindler's List, too hard to watch. I still haven't seen all of 12 Years a Slave because it upset me, the part that I did see. I don't think I can watch that again. I don't think I could see, what was that Leonardo DiCaprio movie set in the Wild West? That was hard to watch. I don't think I could watch that again. Things that are really intense and violent tend to affect me for a long time, and or are severely heartbreaking. They stay with me. And if they're affecting on that level, I can say I've seen it. Like The English Patient, I don't think I'll watch it again. It is devastating. Do you ever read movie reviews or listen to word of mouth from others in your life? Does it keep you from going to the movies? Definitely. There are times when I think that critics just need to harp on something and you can tell. And there are other times when I see a movie and I'm thinking I'm interested in it and I check Rotten Tomatoes or something and it's got a 26%. That's usually a pretty decent indicator that the movie's not going to be worth the money you pay to see it in the theater. Maybe that's something you wait until it comes on cable or HBO or something. So I do tend to look at that a little bit. It depends on which friend of mine tells me yay or nay on a movie, because some people I'm friends with tend to have similar tastes in me in movies, and others, like if my father tells me he hates something or doesn't want to see it, that's not going to stop me from seeing it. His taste of mine don't always match up, even though I think I'm so into movies because my dad is. He always loved watching film. So I think that's where I get it from. Do you watch movie trailers often? I love movie trailers. I get upset if I get to the theater late and I miss the trailers. I also, when you used to rent DVDs, you got to watch all the trailers before the movie. And so sometimes I'll watch a trailer of something that I see on Netflix and maybe they don't have a trailer linked. And then I'll start to accidentally rabbit hole on YouTube and click on things that are similar. And then I make a list of everything I need to see based on that. There was some really cute indie movie. Shit, I'm totally forgetting the name of it. About this girl who lived in it's like a mental facility, and she gets out and starts a band with this boy who works at a pool. Oh, I totally forgot the name of it. But I found that by YouTube rabbit holing, and it's really good. I think it was the girl who was in the Lemony Snicket movies. She sort of looks like a young Scarlett Johansson. I think it was her. And maybe I'm just making that up. My cat keeps making funny noises. I might have to. You want to come say hi? Hey! Come say hi! Okay, she doesn't want to say hi. What are some pet peeves, particulars of yours when you're watching a movie? I hate it when people talk around me or answer their phone or have a whole dialogue while I'm trying to enjoy a film, or if someone's like rattling a box of candy incessantly. That really irritates me. I like to be able to enjoy something. I mean, everyone paid money to see it. You can chat with your friends later. You don't need to have a whole audible conversation behind me. Or if someone really tall sits right in front of me and there's plenty of seats, that always irritates me. It's like, why did you have to pick that seat, buddy? Couldn't you have like moved a few more over? I'm kind of short. Cut me some slack here. Okay, question 18 says, go back to question one. One of your favorites has just been rebooted by the studio. Which actor, actress would you cast in the new film? Oh, that's like impossible. I think it would be hard to redo a lot of the film noir again. But say, oh man, that's so hard. Okay, I think they redo Double Indemnity. I need someone who's complex and can be mean. I don't know, maybe Michelle Williams. Maybe I want to see her be some double-crossing vixen. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that. I should have read these beforehand. 19. Have you ever tried to share one of your favorites with a significant other? How did it go? I made a partner of mine watch Twin Peaks Fire Walk with Me. That movie is pretty out there. And I think that we had to drink before, and I made a whole thing of it. Like, I made him watch the entire series of Twin Peaks before we watched the movie, because he hadn't seen them. And that's a test of love, you guys. If you want to get through the weirdness that is David Lynch, and if someone still thinks that you're okay after, I did that. And that movie went, it went well. It went well. Because people tend to like weird things if they're my friends. Question 20. Last but not least, if I could live the rest of my life on film, it would have to be in the movie world of dot dot dot. Oh, I don't know if I like this one. A movie world? I can't think of any movie that's just so sublimely perfect without some sort of flaw. You're making me think of Pleasantville, but then you find out that it's really weird. I can't think of a specific movie, but I'd want it to be some sort of a lighthearted romantic comedy where even when things are bad, they're not that bad. The best next thing's just around the corner, man. Maybe something like that. I can't think of a movie off the top of my head. Okay, thanks. That was those were some fun questions. I hope this wasn't ridiculous to listen to. I definitely wanted some tangents. Okay, thanks. Bye.